the victory. Jesus has won the victory. Shout in a loud voice, hallelujah. Jesus has won the victory. Hallelujah. You have won the victory. Oh, yes. Cause death could not hold you. 'cause you are the risen King. Death could not hold you down. Hallelujah. Death could not hold you down. Hallelujah. Death could not hold you down. Fear could not hold you down. Guilt could not hold you down. Sin could not hold you down. Fear could not hold you down. 'Cause you are the risen King. Hallelujah. You have won the victory. Have won it all for me, 'cause death could not hold you down. Death could not hold you down. Hallelujah. Death could not hold you down. 'Cause you are the risen King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the Lord God, for the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies, to give you victory. Death could not hold you down. Hallelujah. Death could not hold you down. Hallelujah. 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 I know that the Lord died for my sins. I know because of my problems and my mistakes, he went before, and he went before us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have won the victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have won it all for you and me. Hallelujah. You have won the victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, yeah, you have won it all for me, 'cause death could not hold you down. You are the risen King, yeah, and you're seated in majesty. You are the risen King, 'cause death could not hold you down. Think about it. Hallelujah. You are the risen King. Yeah. You're seated in majesty. Yeah. You are the risen King. Death, hallelujah. Death could not hold you down. Death, death could not hold you down. Death could not hold you down. 'Cause you are the risen King. Hallelujah. 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 Greta, are you there?
Yes, yes. Praise God. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call on this totally, we have total victory through Jesus Christ on this Tuesday morning and every day of our lives. This is Brenda Terrell residing here in Mississippi on the Gulf Coast and Ocean Springs, welcoming each and every one of you this morning. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another opportunity to glorify your holy and righteous name. It's in you, O God, that we live, we move, and have our being. And we know, Father, that it's through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we have total, complete victory in everything. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, Lord God, we thank you that Jesus Christ has overcome the world. And Father, we thank you for taking our sins. Thank you for taking death, the sting of death from us. Thank you, O God, for giving us victory and allowing us to be a part of your wonderful kingdom. Thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. Thank you for blessing their going out, blessing their coming in. Thank you for overshadowing them with your love, your tender mercies, and your grace. And thank you, Father God, that we all are victorious in Christ Jesus. We glorify you, Father, that say, yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil because you are with us. We thank you, Father God, that grace and mercy is abiding with us each and every day. We thank you, O God, for blessing artist life in every aspect of his being. Thank you, Father God, for the person that's going to come forth and bring forth a word, Lord God, that's coming from the throne room of heaven. We thank you, Father God, for keeping them in every area of their lives. We thank you, Father God, that we will receive this word this morning and that we will bless your name in the midst and not be just hearers, but doers of your word, that your glory will shed a light within us and through us, Father God, that others will know that you are real in this earthly realm. We thank you, Father, that you have given us total victory. And again, we say thank you. We glorify your holy name because, Father God, is none like you. And we thank you, Father, that you are still King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We thank you, Father, for every good and perfect gift that comes from you in this day, in this season, and in this hour. And we will bless your name at all times and glorify you in every area of our lives. Thank you, Father, for the gift of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' precious name, we glorify you, Father, in all things, and we will say hallelujah and amen. I will now turn it over to our capable host. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
God bless you, Minister Benita. Take it away.
Thank you very much. Good morning, TMC family. I am Benita, and I want to thank everyone for doing what they do to make this call work. I am here in New Jersey. I appreciate each and every one of you for not deeming it robbery to take the time out and get a word this morning. I want to thank Minister Rosalyn for worshiping us in this morning and declaring it a victorious day, this day and every day. And I want to thank Minister Brenda for seating and greeting our members this morning. We come to you today via our co-founders, Drs. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who birthed this call in October 2010 and had a vision that the purpose of this call would be to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they began their day, because they stood on Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. So this call has been in existence all, this will be our 10th year. So we are so excited But I want to give you some background information because I want to give the speaker the ample time to give us some nourishment this morning. The website that you can go to get any messages would be www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. There you can get any of the information on the speaker. I will be very brief on the bio of this speaker. I'd like you to go to and peruse that website. Use it as a buffet table and just go and nourish yourself. Because this year, for 2020, we will, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen is the theme we stand on. With supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. If you want to be a part of this call, if you want to sing like Minister Rosalind, if you want to worship us in, or you want to greet like Minister Brenda, you have a word, or you would like to host as I am doing, there is ample room for you to do so, and we invite you to come along. You send that information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, info, I-N-F-O, at themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or Minister Brenda Terrell, our prayer warrior, will get in touch with you. We also take any prayer requests and praise reports there. So please be free. Please feel free to use that email address for those purposes, the web address to go and peruse any of our information. And again, let me just share this with you. On Fridays is where we have our prayer service after the call. So there's another opportunity. Some of us come to this call by a company named Ardyss, A-R-D-Y-S-S, Ardyss International, which is a company that's been established over 30 years ago by the Desdillion family. Now the company is called Ardyss Life. And it has such great products that have changed the lives of many. If you are not familiar with that company, please get with the person that got you on the line or send that email, and you will get some more information. Don't mind me for getting through this really quickly because I do, again, want to give the minister that's going to come forth the ample time. Okay, the next call after this is the morning motivational call, and the morning motivational call today is Tuesday, so it's Presidential Tuesday, and let me see, it will be hosted by Manager's Promise, Campbell, Apostle. Okay, it's Presidential Tuesday, and let's see, the number for that is 712-770-4005, again, 712-770-4005, and the PIN is 294617#. If you're having a carrier that's charging, please feel free to use the bypass number of 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707. And to that, I am going to give you a little brief background on the gentleman that is going to come forth. Pastor Everett Thomas, whose mission is to be used of God to transform lives in spirit, has been a staple for us on this call. So get prepared for the word that's going to come forth from Pastor Everett. I'm just going to give you a few bullets. He's been married to his bride, Cheryl, for over 25 years. And I tell you, this man is a certified biblical counselor. He is an awesome man out of Detroit, Michigan. He has gotten he's so purposeful in what he does, and his message is going to just blow your socks off. So get your spiritual belt on, get peace in your mind, get ready for the word that's going to come forth, because the next voice you hear will be Pastor Everett Thomas. Pastor Thomas, the podium is yours.
God bless you. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you loud and clear. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Honor you, Minister Benita. acknowledging Minister Brenda for greeting, and to Sister Minister Rosalind for leading in praise and worship. And we thank God for the founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Patton. And good morning to all my TMC family. To God be the glory. We thank God for another day's journey, and we ought to be glad about it. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to look at Psalm number 34. Psalm number 34, looking at the first verse. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. We're just going to pause right there and talk about this morning, habitual praise. Habitual praise. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. Please forgive me for the background noise. Praise God. We thank God for this day. Amen. And all that we have and all that we will have throughout this day, because God has a way of, amen, open doors for us. Amen. Even though things may not look like they should be, amen, or would we like them to be. But to God be the glory. He is able to do exceeding abundantly more than we could ever ask to think. Amen. So habitual praise habits. Amen. Sometimes it's hard to break. Amen. Something about some people, we just can't help it. I tried to stop smoking. I tried to stop this. I tried to stop that. But I just can't quite get it done. I don't know what to do. I tried to get some help on this end, help on that end. And just look at the habit when it comes to blessing the Lord. Amen. I just, no matter what the day looks like, if the sun's shining, I just got to say, Lord, I thank you. I praise you. Praise you just come out of my mouth, continually come out of my mouth. Amen. Amen. Looking at what's happening with the virus situation, amen, it's something about people magnifying, amen, the virus and realizing the facts is that we always had flu epidemic of flus coming and going, seasonal flus, and this time it's just out of hand, amen. But looking at the fourth verses, I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. The enemy is trying to bring forth a fear of that this disease is just going to overwhelm us, but God is still on the throne. God is still, amen, the healer. Amen. So I will bless the Lord no matter what happens, for better or for worse, in sickness or in health. Amen. That's how it goes, doesn't it? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. But no matter what happens, God, you are still due my praise. Amen. You have been too good to me. You have opened doors for me. You have made a way for me. Amen. And God, I just have to bless your name. I just have to say hallelujah anyhow. I'm going to never let my problems get me down. When life troubles come my way, I'm going to just, amen, open my mouth and say, Lord, I thank you. Amen, 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 amen. So habits, amen, are something that we think is always negative, but we can have a habit of working out. Amen, amen. Getting exercise every single day, drinking the kind of water, amen, on a continuous basis. Amen. No matter what happens, amen, I have to have my water. I have to have, amen, my rest. I have to have, no matter what, amen, we have to have good habits as well as overcoming bad habits. So habitual praise, amen, is saying to God, God, you just, it's too good. In fact, when you look down at the eighth verse, it says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Amen, amen. So don't let distractions keep you from your praise. Don't let your distractions, amen, or circumstances keep you from blessing the Lord. You can stand firm on flat foot and say, I will bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. Last time I checked, all means A-L-L-R, just all times. Amen. No matter what the season is, no matter, amen, what the weather looks like, amen, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall what? Continually be in my mouth. So this is a season that we call Lent. Amen. And and I felt this in my spirit the other day. The Lord just said, well, first of all, I didn't ordain to him. Amen. He said, look, sanctification is not seasonal. Holiness is not seasonal. So it's okay to give up something for a period of time, but I expect my children to bless me at all times. I expect my children to be sanctified and holy at all times, not just a seasonal thing. Amen, amen. It's okay. I mean, I'm not knocking it. Okay, listen, if you want to honor that, this season of Lent, good. But God says, it's my way of living is not seasonal. Amen. If something that's not doing you any good, you know, giving up this, giving up that for a season, say, well, if it's not worth having, you need to give it up. Come on, somebody. Amen. Not temporarily, but we need to give it up, amen, permanently if possible, because it's not bringing us closer to God. Amen. Amen. So I just want to serve notice to us today that if it's something you're giving up for a Lent season, God's saying every season is a season to be set apart. Every season is a season to be consecrated, dedicated unto me. That's what the Lord says unto us. Amen. Some people pick up something and let it down, what have you, temporarily, what have you, but God's saying, no. I'm God 24/7. I'm on the throne 24/7. 365 days a year, I am on the throne. So David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. And if we look at Psalm number 103, it says, bless the Lord, verse 1, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Amen. And it tells us to bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. How many know that it's a benefit, it's a blessing, amen, praise God, amen, to be blessed. And understand we're blessed to be a blessing. Help me, somebody. Amen. So we have to understand, amen, that habits, amen, is not always bad. I have to say it again. Some people feel when you hear the word habit, amen, it's just always negative. But God wants us to realize that it's okay to have a habit of praising God. If you don't believe me, ask Paul and Silas. Paul and Silas was locked up in jail. Amen. They was shackled, amen, chained, and, amen, in bondage, in prison, in jail. Yeah. But what happened at midnight? At midnight, they sung praises. Amen. And they weren't silent about it. They were quiet praise. It was loud enough that all the prisoners heard them. In that circumstance, in that situation, in bondage, it was something about that. They said, well, look, I want to praise him anyway. I can't help myself. It's just something within me. I just have to sing unto the Lord. I just have to praise his name. He's worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. Amen. No matter what the circumstances are, no matter what it looks like, no matter if things did not go my way, no matter even if I did not make my, amen, level of accomplishment in this business, amen, God, you are still on the throne. God, you are still, amen, able to move mountains. You are still able to heal. You are still able to deliver. And God, no matter what happens, I have to say thank you. I have to say praise you. I have to say hallelujah. I have to say thank you. I have to say glory to God. Why? Because you're just that good. You are a good, good Father. So thank God for good habits. Come on, somebody. Thank God for what God has done, will do, amen, in our lives today. Amen. Don't have to wait till the battle's over to say, Lord, I praise you. Amen. I praise you through the battle. I praise you through the shadow of death. Come on, somebody. So God is worthy of our praise. Come on, somebody. Somebody just have to say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I just bless you. Amen. It's another day's journey, and I am glad about it. Amen. The weather's not that great out here. Rainy day. Amen. It don't matter. Cloudy day, sunshine day. God said, it does not matter. I'm still on the throne. I'm still your Father. Amen. So I just stopped by this morning, amen, just to briefly help us realize, because so much going on, so many things happening. This is the political season. Amen. People just, I don't know what to do. I don't know who to vote for. Make sure God is on your throne. Make sure God is your provider. Amen. I understand that yes, we on planet Earth, we have to do things in the earth realm, but realize, amen, and Colossians tells us to think on things that are more heavenly bound, not earthly bound, but our eyes, amen, should be looking upward, not downward. Amen. So we have to realize, amen, don't get so caught up in who's in the White House or who's going to be in the White House. Make sure who is in your house, amen, is God Almighty. So just want to encourage our hearts on today, amen, to be about giving God the praise. Keep focusing on who God is, amen, who we are in Him. In Him we can do all things, amen, through Christ, amen, who gives us the strength, amen, and realize that He's able to do exceeding abundantly more. We can ask or think according to the power. How many of you got the power within you, amen, to make a difference? You have the power within you to stand, amen, when everybody else is stupid. You have the power to walk right, to talk right, to do right, to live right, amen, somebody, because we have to practice living a lifestyle that's fit for God's kingdom, amen, amen. So don't worry about what people are saying, doing around you. Just stay focused. I'm a child of the King, amen. I'm a child of the Most High God. Amen. And it's nothing too hard for Him. Nothing is impossible for Him. So I will bless the Lord. I can't help myself. I have to bless the Lord at all times. And realize the grace shall continually be in my mouth. God bless your heart. I just wanted to leave you with that this morning. Back to you, Minister Benita. God bless you. That's all I have for you right now. Well, I just have to end it. I just want to ask somebody, is he all right? Somebody ought to say, he is all right. Amen. God bless your heart.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. God bless you. Thank you so much, Pastor Everett, for that awesome word this morning. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in our mouths. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We are so thankful to God. Are you there, Minister Benita?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Thank you, Pastor Everett, so much for that word. I appreciate, well, I know we all appreciate the word that you just bestowed upon us. I know that you're going to want to share this word, our listeners. And the playback for this word is 712-432-1085. Again, it's 712-432-1085. And the PIN is 957-677-POUND. 957-677-POUND. Because you know what Pastor Everett said? And what I really got is it doesn't matter what I am going through. I have to praise Him at all times when I can't pay the bills, right? When someone at work might have just got on my nerves. And even if I hit the lottery or something is favorable, goes my way, I have to keep the praise on my lips at all times, because that's like what Minister Roslyn was worshiping about. We got the victory, y'all. The victory is ours. If you didn't know, I've heard so many times from our co-founders that if you just read the back of the book, those are where the cheat notes are. And we win. There's no mystery to this. So, yeah, it's not going to be great all the time. And it's not supposed to be great, because the only way we grow is through going through something, because God got us. And that's just my little speech after that, Pastor Everett. Pastor Everett, I apologize. You know you are going to come back and do the benediction. Let me just give you some more speaking points before I pass this back to Pastor Everett. I just want to make sure you have the playback number, because you're going to want to share this call with somebody else. And again, immediately after this call is the morning motivational call, and that is 712-770-4005, and the PIN is 294617-POUND. Again, 712-770-4005, pin 29467#. And Minister Rosalind, let me just say again, thank you so much for ushering us in with that awesome praise and worship. And that is definitely going to be on my mind because I got the victory. Yes. And Minister Brenda, you pleasantly seated everyone in our virtual sanctuary, and we are so thankful for that. So we appreciate your task and duties this morning. And Pastor Everett, without saying, I told you guys that you had to get prepared for this gentleman's word because he truly is a man of God. And I've had the personal opportunity to meet and shake his hand. So I know firsthand he is genuine. And I just thank Cheryl for allowing her to share you with us. So please let her know that we appreciate that. And I'm going to just give a prayer, and then I'm going to turn it back over to you, sir, Pastor Everett, for the benediction. Father God, thank you so much for the word that you had come through your son, Everett, Pastor Everett, and that we just know we got the victory, and we're going to praise through anything that we're going through. Father, we've got folks on the line that are bereaving family members, that are sick in their bodies, that their finances aren't right. You know, they might want to be in a relationship, or maybe the bill can't be paid. But Father, we know you are going to take care of it all. You are the great I am. You are the healer. You are the beginning and the end. You know everything. So, Father, as we go through this day, we're going to put on our full armor, and we're going to know and smile through the storms. It might not be so easy to do, Father, but at the end of the day, in our heart, we know we are your children and that you're going to take care of us. Father God, there is nothing that's happening to us, through us, around us. And sometimes we don't even know what's going to happen, and you've already taken care of that, Father. So we're going to be just thanking you and being victorious throughout this day. We're going to just know that you have us, Father, and we're going to keep praise on our mouth, in our heart, and in our spirit. Father God, we so thank you. We love you, and because you love us beyond what we even know, as you stated in your Jeremiah 29:11. We ask you to keep Pastor Everett, Father, and his lovely bride, Cheryl. We ask you that you keep them, Father, that you put back in him everything that he poured out to us. Father God, we ask you to continue to keep our co-founders, Drs. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Vanessa Weatherspoon. And Father, you just continue to enrich and empower them, Father. You keep them. Let them know that we appreciate all their efforts. Father God, we will walk away from this call knowing you love us and we appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you. In our brother's name, Jesus. Pastor Everett, the call is yours.
Now unto him that's able to keep us from falling, to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power henceforth, now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, be blessed. Amen.